Welcome to the Voice of Resurrection with Apostle Chika Anuzo, pastor of Resurrection House for All Nations, located at 6605 Mall Boulevard, Union City, Georgia, 30291. Good morning, I'm Twanda Black. You can see the Voice of Resurrection on Channel 57, WATC, weekday mornings, 8:30 a.m. till 9 a.m. with Apostle Chika. Don't miss it. One of the covenants at Resurrection House for All Nations is taking the wrong. Yes, I know, it's a hard thing to do. Apostle will talk today about humility and the transforming power of the grace of God, part two. Let's listen in. Here's Apostle Chika.
If you know your name, God ought to know what his name is. He says, I will be known forever as the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And I said to him, okay, you believe in Allah? He said, yes. I said, you mean Allah can create the galaxies, create the sun, create the moon, create the earth, create the mountains, create all the creatures, create everything, create Adam and Eve. But Allah cannot get a woman pregnant without sleeping with her. I said, does that make any sense to you? He said, no. I said, I thought so. Beloved, that's the same challenge you and I are having. I'm not talking about the Muslim. I'm talking about us. Because when you look at your addictions and how it drives you, then you don't believe that it's possible. So the grace of God is much more. And they want you to believe it. And your faith will open the door, give you access to the realm of the supernatural, where the grace of God will perfect all that concerns you. Ah, come on, I pray that I can preach myself happy on this note. If you shout, fine. If you don't shout, then I shout by myself. Because I just heard what David said by prophecy in the Old Testament. He said, for God will perfect all. Come on, you see, some of you just got it. You see, because you went in the womb of the Spirit, you saw that the man looked at all his problems and all his challenges, but somehow faith rose up in him. And he said, you know what? I know this is wrong with me. That is wrong with me. That is wrong with me. That is, but my God is bigger than all my weaknesses. Hey, all the shackles that bind me, God will fix this thing. Hallelujah. Hey. How many of you can believe that this morning? Listen carefully, beloved, because he's prophesying to me. He said that most of you don't know. That's what he's telling me. Most of you don't know that I'm offended by your thoughts. When I see you processing your life and see the depth of unbelief, I back away from you. Oh, I want to hear you thinking, my God is greater than this thing. Hey, you beat me 20 times, but my God is stronger. Hey, beloved, if you will think in that realm, God will show up in your life. Your thoughts ought to draw God to you. It's a magnet for glory. Much more. The grace of God. Much more. Much more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. I'm telling you, I told me don't interrupt what I'm doing. I'm building a foundation, I'm building a structure to deliver people in this congregation because I need you. I want to use you. You don't deserve it, but that's my choice. That's my heart towards you. He said, none shall be feeble among you. As many as believe what you're telling them, none of them shall be feeble. I'm telling you, beloved, do you see yourself overcoming? Do you see yourself walking in victory? Do you see the power of God taking a hold of your hand and lifting you up? Listen to this. He said, but not as the offense, also as the free gift. For if through the offense of one, many be dead, much more the grace of God. But watch this. And the gift by grace. The gift by grace. Somebody said, the gift. What's the gift? He says, I'm going to give you a life you've never had. The gift, what the grace of God will make out of me. You see? Why do I believe in humility? Because I didn't make me. I am a testament of what the grace of God can make of a man. So while people have accomplished much less and they struggle with pride, it has never occurred to me because I didn't do anything. I just kept believing him and he kept doing it. All I'm doing is managing what he's doing. Amen. Every time he tells me to do something, he pays for it. How are you going to run a ministry for 15 years and you haven't had one fundraiser? And you're completely debt free. And you're building churches and hospitals and all these things. Cash. Oh, I love that name. Cash. Somebody say cash. No, beloved, it's the grace of God. He said, I want to give you the gift. He said, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace. Listen carefully, because this is all prophecy this morning. What is the grace? What is the gift? What is this life I'm talking about? It's the power of God entering a man's life and reconfiguring it. He says exactly what I did when I recreated the earth. I just supercharged it with the presence of the Holy Spirit. And then I spoke into it. And then everything began to change. And he says it's exactly what I want to do in your life. I should believe me. I'll speak into you. I'll blow into your spirit. I mean, fire! Listen to this. Much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath what? You see, when I ask you to say something, you remember what Apostle Horton taught us? He said, when you're in church, when you're told to say something, you say it. He said, because that's the way the grace of God is released, through instruction. And as you obey, it comes to you. But if you trivialize the moment, you miss the point. Because all I'm doing is obeying what I'm hearing him say. I read the scripture last Sunday. I preached something totally different. And he said, no, don't interrupt me. And I'm prophesying to you. He asked me, why didn't I say to all? And I say to many, the gift has abounded to many. All are invited, but only if you believe. Amen. And if you will believe, you will be a part of the Amen corner. Amen. You ought to tell him this morning, Lord, I'm a part of your breakthrough. I'm a part of your miracle. I believe and I receive my deliverance, my healing, my restoration, my elevation, my crowning, my victory, my breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Before I see anything, I believe. Before I feel anything, I believe. And I thank you by faith that the finished work is producing miracles in my life in Jesus' name. Now watch this. He says, what verse am I reading? But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one, many be dead, much more the grace of God. And the gift by grace, which is by one. I can't hear the rest of you. One. Why do I keep saying man? One man. One man. One man. That's what God is trying to help us see. One man, not one God. He said, what's defeating you? Jesus overcame as a man.
Hallelujah.
Showing you that you can overcome it.
Amen.
If you believe the same God.
Yeah.
One man.
So much power. Are you saying to yourself, Lord, I'm a part of your breakthrough, a part of your miracle? I believe and I receive my deliverance, my healing, my restoration, my elevation, my crowning, my victory, my breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Before I see anything, before I feel anything, I already believe it. Oh, I love it. Look, we've got a couple of more days. Don't miss it. The Transforming Power of the Grace of God Part 2 on The Voice of Resurrection. Thanks for joining us for The Voice of Resurrection on today. If you'd like to hear this message or any message in its entirety, or you'd like to support this ministry, please make your check or money order out to RHFAN. Send it to P.O. Box 251, Union City, Georgia, 30291. And we pray that you will join us for any of our worship services during the week, Sundays 8 and 11 a.m. and Wednesday night Bible study at 7 p.m. To learn more about the ministry, check out our website at rhfan.com. For more information, you can like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at RHFAN today. The offer for the month is Increases in the Air, God's roadmap to supernatural increase. It is God's divine plan to bless and supernaturally increase His children in every area of their lives. In this four-part series, Apostle Chica gives us the roadmap to God's increase. You will receive deep insight into what moves the heart of God to release increase on His children. So listen and be blessed. To order this series, you can make your check or money order out to RHFAN for $20 and send it to P.O. Box 251, Union City, Georgia, 30291. Well, thanks so much for joining us for The Voice of Resurrection with Apostle Chica Anuzo, Resurrection House for all nations where dead things come alive. I'm Twanda Black, and until next time, peace, love, and the joy of 2018 be with you.
Resurrection, welcome. The Lord is waiting on you.